This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
It's time for us to have a conversation with Lebohang Nyandeni from Leb's Cafe. And this is all in honor of profiling individuals who are making it. And This is what we get to call Best of 25.
Best of 25. Every single Tuesday right here on the VARFM Drive. This is what we do. We chat to people who are making it, like Khosikgadi said. And, you know, it goes to show that sometimes the inspiration that we seek is so close, you don't even have to look far. Lebohang joins us on the show. Now, Lebohang sells 100% freeze-dried instant coffee that... he owns and he calls it Ikofi Coffee. Ikofi Coffee.
Yeah. I love the Ikofi part of it.
Gassi part, you know
so
what
much
is.
Of it says I'm African and you can't do anything about it. Yeah. Lebohang, thank you so much for joining us. Hello.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be with you today. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Amazing stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. So please tell us more about, Leb's Coffee, which you established.
Yes.
And, you found some inspiration behind the establishment. And where did that come about?
I'm from Everton in Deval. So Leb's Cafe Ecoffee is a 100% freeze-dried instant coffee made by me from the scratch. You know, so we are a smaller brand that has just risen up to take on this industry by storm. You know, so we sell 100% freeze-dried instant coffee. We have coffee beans. We're also in the process of producing our hot chocolate and our still water. So this is a coffee brand that seeks to speak directly to the hearts of South Africans, that seeks to share and tell South African stories because it relates to them. So I also wanted to start a brand that is from Kokas, you know, and that being an inspiration that this brand comes from, that that's the streets of Everton.
Yeah.
It's something that makes my heart to be, it warms my heart to see such a brand coming from the Val, you know.
Oh yeah, Bekele Beki.
I think it comes also as no surprise that Lebohang is, you know, from the Val.
Yep.
We all know the history around Van der Bijl Park, Youth Month,
yes.
The Val itself, Sebokeng, and we are profiling another trailblazer. This is just absolutely amazing.
Amazing stuff,
you know, like you guys are doing amazing things. Lebo, let's talk about how you source your coffee beans. Many people might ask, Hore, do you organically grow your beans? Do you outsource them, or you know, how do you come about it?
So our coffee bean farmers are based in Germany, so we source them from that side. But Kwanamanje, we are running this other campaign with proudly South African. So we want everything to be from home, you know, because we want to create more employment this side rather than us going outside to get the ingredients and stuff like that. So we want to do everything here at home in South Africa. So currently we source them from Germany, and the coffee is also roasted that side. So but this is something that we really, really want to run away from. We want to do everything this side by our brothers and sisters and create more employment this side, you know.
Amazing things, Lebsa. And for a lot of people that just want to know if you have the coffee in shelves, do you have it in any stores currently?
No, currently we really don't have the coffee at any retail store. But that is something that we are really pushing for, because we are having a challenge with distribution. So you'd find out someone says in Eastern Cape, you know.
Yeah.
But now they're interested on the coffee. So for you to courier it to them, it becomes more expensive that one than what it is already existing in the market, you understand? So they would just prefer going and getting something that is already existing on the market. So some of the challenges that we're facing is that challenge of distribution. So definitely we are pushing very hard to get the coffee in the shelves, to get it in retail, man, so it can be easier to be distributed towards South Africa and Africa, basically.
Amazing.
Oh, speaking it into existence.
Yeah,
yes, Lebza. Speaking it into existence. We have now spoken about Ikofi Coffee, right? We also do understand that there's Leb's Cafe. So what's Leb's Cafe about? What do you do there?
So Leb's Cafe is the umbrella of these products that I've mentioned, which is Leb's Cafe Ikofi, Leb's Cafe Still Water, Leb's Cafe Roasted Coffee, and Leb's Cafe Hot Chocolate. So some of these products are the products that we are about to introduce into the market. Currently, what we are pushing is our 100% freeze-dried instant coffee. That means you don't need any extreme equipment to prepare. You don't need plungers, you don't need crushers or grinders to crush the coffee. You just need warm water, milk, sugar, and all that. Mm. So just so that for you to prepare it, even at the comfort at your home. Because when I started, actually, I had a lot of conversation with a lot of suppliers, and they told me about different types of coffees and all that. But I wanted something that can people from the community can actually consume. And you know, obviously, emakazi abantabana uinchi prepare coffee.
Yeah.
So I just wanted something. Prepare warm water and consume, you know, without needing any extreme equipment. So Let's Cafe is actually an umbrella of these products.
Mm. Okay, so speaking of Abantu Basekhaya Silebza, now, you know, they're very concerned when it comes to price. What do you currently sell the coffee for? And, you know, how big is the packaging?
So the packaging, it's only 200 grams.
Okay.
It's about 129.99. So that's too affordable for our people, you know.
Yeah.
And because our coffee is special than what is already existing in the market, because it is two blends, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just one origin or one blend. You know, we use two different things. We use Arabica and Robusta so that one can provide you with energy and one can provide you with some caffeine, you know, to keep you on the go. So we also, our coffee also has some chicory so that it can give you that extreme wonderful taste. So I think it's the pricing, it's the people. And people are actually buying it because the specialty is so special and so unique. It's not something that is already existing in the market. And we hope the true coffee lovers are going to find that unique taste, you know, within it than what is already existing in the market.
Now, our listener also wants to join into the lovers of coffee and your supporters for eCoffee. Where can they reach out to you and how do they contact you, perhaps on social media or directly on your contact or email or something?
Sure. So our ordering WhatsApp line is 078-000-3617. So, Pizza Hape, 078-000-3617. On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we add Labs Cafe, just like that. No underscore, no dash, no nothing. Labs Cafe. Our website, for more information, they can visit at www.labscafe.co.za. Email puti at info@labscafe.co.za.
All right. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for taking all the time to speak to us, Libza. We really do appreciate it. And best of luck to you and the business.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vofm.co.za.